الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى إذا ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت وضاقت عليهم أنفسهم وظنوا أن لا ملجأ من الله إلا إليه ثم تاب عليهم ليتوبوا إن الله هو التواب الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in our last two talks we have been speaking about issues and topics that can be considered to be very relevant and contemporary. We spoke about how to resolve marital disputes and talaq. If talaq happens, how we are supposed to deal with it. And last week we spoke about the scourge of drug abuse. Together with contemporary issues, we also from time to time, we need motivation. We need encouragement for us to comply with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with regard to motivation and encouragement, what better than to speak about incidents of the Mubarak and blessed era of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and about the companions of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are rightly guided and whom Allah has told us to follow them in righteousness. And especially if that incident is mentioned in the Quran, then it becomes even more motivating, more encouraging, because Allah Himself has mentioned it. And this is an incident that happened during the expedition of Tabuk. Tabuk happened right at the end of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life for very important reasons. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to show, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to go, that Islam is a universal religion, not only confined to the Arabian Peninsula. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took steps to go confront the batil of the age, the falsehood of the age, the Roman Empire. And although at that stage there was no battle that took place, it laid the foundation for the fall of the Roman Empire that happened in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had paved the way with regard to that. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went, it was a very difficult time. It was the peak of summer. The crops of Medina, the dates were about to be harvested. Previous to that, 2-3 years, the crops were not good. This time, the crops seemed very good. And then, it was a long journey. Tabuk is right near the Jordan border. At that time, it took almost a month to get to Tabuk from Medina Munawwara. It was a very trying time. Normally, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go out in an expedition, because of the intelligence of the enemies, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam shouldn't make it open where he's going. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, I'm going this side, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go the other direction. But because this journey was far, the sacrifice was great, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mention, we are going here, we are going to Tabuk. In mushkilat ki wajah se, bahut se munafiqin ne hissa nahi liya Tabuk mein. اور صحابہ میں سے مخلصین میں سے صرف 3 صحابہ نے حصہ نہیں لیا. بیکاز آف دیز ڈیفیکلٹیز مینی آف دا ہپوکریٹس ہو آر ناٹ سنسیئر ان فیتھ دے ڈیڈنٹ ٹیک پارٹ. دے یوز ٹو ٹیک پارٹ ان دوز ایکسپیڈیشن ویئر اٹ واز ایزی دا بینیفٹس کوڈ بی فاؤنڈ فرام دا مٹیریل پوائنٹ آف ویو. ہاؤ ایور ہیئر بیکاز اٹ واز ڈیفیکلٹ دے ڈیڈ ناٹ ٹیک پارٹ رائٹ. اینڈ امنگز دا مخلصین صحابہ دا سنسیئر صحابہ 3 did not take part. Who were they? Ka'b bin Malik, and Hilal bin Umayyah, and Mirara bin Rabi. 3 Sahaba did not go in this expedition. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala was very eloquent. So he narrated his incident. And this incident is made mention in the books of history. We have to learn lessons from here. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala said, I took part in all the battles in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. تمام غزوات میں بجز بدر کے میں نے حصہ لیا. اور بدر کا بھی ایک وہ واقعہ ہے, وجہ ہے. بدر میں جو ہے نا ہر کسی کا جانا ضروری نہیں تھا, بیکاز ان بدر ناٹ ایوری ون واز سپوز ٹو گو. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وینٹ ٹو انٹرسیپٹ دی ٹریڈ کیروین اینڈ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لیفٹ اٹ اوپن, سو اٹ واز ناٹ این اسینشیل کنڈیشن ٹو پارٹیسپیٹ. سو بدر واز ڈفرنٹ. سو کعب بن مالک سیڈ آئی ٹک پارٹ ان ایوری بیٹل دیٹ واز نیسسری ٹو پارٹیسپیٹ. آئی واز امنگز دوز ہو ٹک پارٹ ان دی پلیج آف عقبہ. The Pledge of Aqaba is a very momentous occasion in our history. Those people who pledged from Medina Munawwara that we will call Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Medina and we will help Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bayt Aqaba to wo bahut hi aham kirdar. Medina walon ne yehi kaha ki aap Medina aaye hum aapke nusrat karenge. We will help you. So Ka'b bin Malik said I was in the Pledge of Aqaba. And I regarded the Pledge of Aqaba for my own self even more important than Badr. The reason is that Badr, it was something that was left open to participate. I took part in the Pledge of Aqaba. And here in the Battle of Tabuk, in the expedition of Tabuk, I was ready. I had two camels that were ready for me to go. Right? And when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, well, I was with my family, in one of the surroundings in which there was shade, there was an oasis, and I was there and I said, they are going, there are 30,000 people, I'm alone. If I'm alone, my camels are good, I will catch up with them. So he said, let them go, I will go the next day. The next day came, he said, I will go the next day. The next day came, he said, I will go the next day, until it became very difficult for him to go because he would not have got the expedition. This teaches us one very important point, brothers. Many a times you and I, we face ourselves in a similar situation. We have situations where we can take part in something. The opportunity is there. We feel that we must do it. But then we procrastinate and we say, "Bhai, we will do it tomorrow. We will do it tomorrow. Baad mein karenge." And the opportunity to do good comes and goes and we still didn't do it. This is a very important point. Allah Ta'ala therefore tells us in the Holy Quran, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْعَرْضِ. سَابِقُوا, hasten towards the forgiveness of Allah. Hasten towards Jannat. زندگی میں کئی بار ہمیں اچھے کام کرنے کے موقع ملتے ہیں مگر سستی کی وجہ سے ہم تاخیر کرتے رہتے ہیں. اس سے ہمیں پتہ چلتا ہے کہ نیک کام میں دیر نہ کرو. Don't waste time. Don't procrastinate. If you got an opportunity to do something, do it. Don't wait for another day. You might get that day. You might not get that day. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes to Tabuk. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then sees and he kept an eye. Now just remember this, brothers. 30,000 Sahaba. And in that, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, where is Ka'b bin Malik? Ka'b bin Malik kaha hai? Woh nazar nahi aa raha hai. Where is Ka'b bin Malik? One Sahabi once said that Ya Rasulullah, his wealth has made him neglectful. Maal ki wajah se woh nahi aaya. Because of his wealth, he didn't come. His kurtas and his dressing and his flanks have diverted him from coming upon the right path. Right? He didn't say that out of jealousy. He said it out of protective jealousy. He wanted to see Ka'b in the expedition. He wanted to see Ka'b. Lekin Ka'b nahi aaya to kaha, Ya Rasulullah, maal ki wajah se woh nahi aaya. Right? On the other hand, Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu got up and said, Ya Rasulullah, we know Ka'b to be a sincere sahabi. He is not like that. He didn't leave behind because of his wealth. There must be reasons why he did not come. Ya Rasulullah, we do not know the reasons. Ya Rasulullah, leave him. Maybe there were certain reasons with regard to this particular aspect that we are not aware of. Then Hazrat Mu'az protected Hazrat Ka'b in his absence. And that is why it is important, another lesson, that we protect the izzat and honor of our brother in his absence. Today what happens is, someone speaks bad about our friend or someone whom we know. Then we laugh, we take very happy. Aise hi hai, aise hi hai. Hum toh bahut khush hote hain. اور کہو اور کہو, ہم خوش ہو جائیں. سی مو سی مو. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said in a hadith which comes in Musnad Ahmad that نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, whoever protects the honor of his brother in his absence, Allah will protect his face from the fire of Jahannam. He who protects the honor of his brother in his absence, Allah will protect his face from the fire of Jahannam. This is an amazing thing. اپنے بھائی کی غیر موجودگی میں اس کی عزت کی حفاظت کرو. جو بھی اپنے بھائی کی عزت کو بچائے گا, قیامت کے دن اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے چہرے کو جہنم کی آگ سے محفوظ رکھے گا. This is what we learn. I'm not only making mention of the incident. These are the type of things that we are supposed to learn. Now, Ka'b bin Malik said, I felt very, very difficult. I wanted to go. I said, every day I'm going. And all of a sudden, I hear that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming back. Now in my mind, what I'm going to tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Main Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko kya bataunga? He said, the first thing that came in my mind, I will make excuses. And because he was very eloquent with the tongue, he said, I thought that I will tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yeh hua, yeh hua, main nahi ja saka, taqaza tha. Huh? There's a very famous word, taqaza tha, ghar ka taqaza tha. It was the taqaza of the home, I couldn't go. So he said, I thought in my mind I will make excuses. Then I thought, how can I speak lies in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he said, I made up my mind, jo kuch hona hai, I'm going to speak the truth. So in this way, he said, no matter what happened, I'm going to speak the truth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back, the munafiq and the hypocrites, they started coming. And they started giving the excuses. When they gave the excuses because they were munafiqs, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard and let them go. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say anything. Right? It tells you something very important, brothers. A remarkable lesson. That sometimes, when people who are far hurt you, it doesn't matter. You can take it in your stride. But when someone who is close to you hurts you, it becomes very difficult. One many a time years back, I remember one incident of my own self. I said something to my uncle and he became very angry with regard to me. And you know, we were youngsters, we say, okay, leave the old man, we'll see what happens. And after a week, I phoned him, feeling remorse. And he told me the same thing. He said, you know, when someone is far, he hurts you, doesn't matter. Because you are close, you hurt me, it hurt me a lot. So because the munafiq came, they came, gave excuses, went away. But when Ka'b bin Malik came, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grilled him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ka'b, ab kyun nahi aaya? You were ready. You knew that you had everything. Your camels were ready. You told me you're coming. Why you didn't come? So Ka'b said, jab Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wapas aaya, to Ka'b ne kaha, maine apne dimag mein kaha, main uzar ko pesh karunga. Ye kahunga, ye hua, taqaza tha. لیکن بعد میں نے کہا کہ سچ بولنے کا میں نے ارادہ کر لیا. اور دوستو, یہ بہت عجیب بات ہے کہ مشکل وقت میں بھی سچائی کو ہاتھ سے نہ چھوڑے. مشکل بھی وقت ہو لیکن سچائی کو ہاتھ سے مت چھوڑے. سو دس ویز ہی اسپوک دا ٹروتھ. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہرڈ ہم اینڈ سیڈ, آپ نے سچ کہا. اللہ تعالیٰ کی ہم انتظار کریں گے. وی ول ویٹ فار واٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سیز. Now in this way, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have spoken the truth. Let me now leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide. Now in this way, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited for wahi. And the wahi came down that there must be a social boycott of these three sahaba. Allah says, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. This was the 11th supara of the Holy Quran. Right? The 11th supara. In this, I would just like to make mention that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst 30 sahaba, 30,000, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out, it tells you that a leader must know about the whereabouts of his people. Sardar aur leader ko pata hona chahiye aur nazar rakhna chahiye apne logon ke bare mein. Baap ko pata hona chahiye ke mere bachche kaha ja rahe hain, unke dost kaun hain. A leader of the family, the father must know about his children. Where are they going? Who are they keeping friends with? This, in passing, I just remember this particular aspect. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have spoken the truth, let us wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the command came from Almighty Allah, social boycott. Don't talk to them. No one must deal with them. So, and in this particular way, the word went around that do not talk to these three people. Sometimes a leader to enforce discipline for the betterment of the community, for the betterment of the ummah, he can do something like that. But provided it is beneficial, and there is such a leader that commands the attention and respect of the entire community. Today, sometimes it becomes very difficult. But at that time, because everyone regarded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a leader, they followed Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in this way, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the command. Ka'b bin Malik said, I found it very, very difficult. Right? Now, when this particular aspect happened, he said, I used to come in front of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I used to make salam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't reply my salam. You see, there was a reason. It was now to enforce discipline. It was to see the benefit of the community is more important than your situation and status. The benefit of the community is more important than the individual. Today we don't realize that. The benefit of the community is more important than you, is more important than one person. So in this particular way, you know, he said, I used to come, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't make me salam. I used to sometimes see that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to move his lips. And I used to feel some sort of happiness that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at least is moving his lips. But then as the time went, it became very, very difficult for me. Everywhere I went, no one spoke to me. When I used to go to the masjid, I used to go alone. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never used to make salam to me. And in this particular way, I was wondering what would happen if I die in this particular situation. And then he asked, he said, who else amongst the sincere Sahaba did not go? He said, two more other people did not go. Right? Hilal bin Umayyah and Mirara bin Rabi. So he said, I felt some sort of happiness that at least there are other two people with me. Many a times you have a trial, you have a difficulty, you commit a sin. Then you sometimes say, but other people are also doing it to try and lessen your trial. Remember, yes, it might happen that you lessen your trial. But on the day of Qiyamah, you are going to answer for your own self. You can't say, bhai, bohut se log kar rahe the, to humne bhi kya. Ye koi difa nahi hai. It's no justification. So he said, it lightened my trial to know that there were two Sahaba with me. And the situation came, and it became more and more difficult. Until one day I went to my very close cousin, Abu Qatada. I was so close with him. He was my cousin. And I made him salam and said, oh Qatada, you know I love Allah and His Rasul. You know I've never done anything wrong in my whole life. Why are you not speaking to me? And Qatada just turned away from me. And he carried on with his work as if I did not speak to him. This became very, very difficult upon me. Halat mushkil se mushkil hote chale gaye. Lekin sabr ka phal meeta hota hai. Masaib ke baad asani hoti hai. In this situation, the tribe of Ghassan was a Christian tribe. They wrote a letter to Ka'b. The horseman came into Medina Munawwara and he said, where is Ka'b? He said, what have you got to do with Ka'b? I got a message from my leader. And the message came, the letter came. We heard that your leader has forsaken you. We ask you to come towards us. We will give you the necessary respect. And what a great trial this was. And many a times you see this in our community. We become bitter with someone. We become bitter with a religious person who might be from the Jamaat, who might be from an alim. We get cross with our religion. We say, choro yaar, I will go to this Christian person. I will go to my company. They're giving me respect. Aliyadu billah, aliyadu billah. Can you discard Allah and His Rasul for some bitterness that come into you? What could Ka'b have done? He could have gone, he would have got respect. But what did Ka'b do? He tore the letter and he burnt it. He didn't even consider it. He tore the letter and he burnt it. Talha, just imagine in this particular way, how this particular aspect, after 40 days, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the command, because up till that time he was with his wife. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, separate yourself from your wife. Do not even stay with your wife. And one of the three Sahaba, one Hilal bin Umayyah was old. The wife went and said, Ya Rasulullah, Hilal is very old. If I don't serve him, who's going to serve him? He can't manage his own needs. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave Hilal bin Umayyah's wife permission to look after Hilal. Ka'b bin Malik said, I wasn't old. So the wives also went away. 50 days passed like this. 50 days passed like that. But you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you make sabr, Allah ta'ala opens up the way. The way in a hadith in Musnad Ahmad, know there is much good in patience with what you dislike. that support comes with patience, reliefs come with affliction, ease comes with hardship. فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ. This is a very important point, that these type of things, when there is difficulty, you make sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many a times opens up the way with regard to that difficulty. And in that way, after 50 days, Ka'b bin Malik said, I was sitting on the roof of my house. And in that particular way, while I was sitting, I heard a person coming from on top of Mount Sala, which was his house was just over the mountain. And he was screaming. He said, Ka'b, bear glad tidings. Allah has forgiven you. You see, he was running towards Ka'b and giving him this good news. It's, sometimes you see, it's also part of goodness. It's also part of a good deed and attribute. When you hear a good news, hasten to go and tell your brother with regard to it. Go and hasten. These riwayats, I don't have the time, that even the angels used to hasten to give glad tidings to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about many things. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim, then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and said, Ya Rasulullah, inna ahla samai, the angels in the heaven have deputized me to congratulate you on the Islam of Umar ibn al-Khattab. So when you see someone is a good thing with regard to him, hasten to go and congratulate him. Hazrat Ka'b bin Malik said, you can't imagine my happiness. I left everything. After 50 days of sabr, I ran to the Masjid al-Nabawi, and an amazing thing happened there. He said, as I walked into the Masjid, Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu met me, and he hugged me. He embraced me with such love, kindness, and affection. Amazing, the Sahaba. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, don't speak, they didn't speak. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted up, they show in brotherhood. So in this particular way, he said, the happiness and that embrace of Talha, I will remember for the rest of my life. Sometimes you share a person's happiness at that time, wallahi al-azim, he will remember you for the rest of your life. What we learn from there, Talha radiallahu ta'ala ne khushi ke mauke par, jab Ka'b ko gale lagaya, to wo ta haya, haya tak, usko yaad karte rahe. Usse pata chalta hai ke hum apne saathiyon ke zakhm aur khushi mein hum sharik hon. So we learn from this that we must always be part of the happiness and the sadness of our friends, of our people whom we come into contact with. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat. Hazrat Ka'b bin Malik said, the way Allah had revealed that ayat, it was my condition. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا, the three people who got left behind. حَتَّى ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ, that the earth, despite its vastness, became straightened and narrow upon them. They became narrow upon their nafs. They came to realize there is no protection other than the protection of Allah. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا, then they turned to Allah in repentance. And when you turn to Allah in repentance, you will find, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. May Allah give us a tawfiq of really benefiting from these beautiful type of lessons. It's not only our lessons which are ingrained in history, but also lessons which Allah has made mention of in the Holy Quran. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.